Good night. Lefikach, Mishir Ratzel Liskais Bekeser HaTorah. The person wants to be Zeicha to merit the crown of Torah. The Rambam in this Perek speaks about the three crowns that Klal Yisrael have. The Keser Torah, the Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. The Keser Kuna, the Rambam says, of course, is given to the descendants of Aaron HaKohen. The Keser Malchus to the descendants of David HaMelech. And from the Keser Torah, the Rambam says, Harei Munach Ve'emid U'muchon L'Kol Yisrael. Kol Mishayirtze Yavu V'Yitol. So the Rambam at the end of Paragimo, in effect, now refers to the halacha he mentioned in the beginning. He says, L'fikach Mishay Ratzel Liskeis V'Keser HaTera Yizoheh V'Chol Eloisav V'Lo Yeved Afilo Echad Me'em B'Shino V'Achilo Shtia V'Sicha V'Chayetzu Be'em. If one wants to be Zeichat to the Keser Torah, the Rambam says you should not lose even one night sleeping, eating, drinking, engaged in idle conversation. Ela b'talmud Torah d'ibrei chochma. The Rambam continues. Amu chachamim, ein rina shel Torah ela balayla. Shenemar kumi roni balayla. The Rambam says the rina of Torah, the song of Torah, is only at night. The Rambam refers to a pasuk in Eicha. Kumi roni balayla the rosh hashmuros. The Rambam continues. V'chalaisek b'Torah balayla chut shel chesed nimshach ala bayayim. This is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that a person who learns Torah at night, so Hashem is Moshech on him, Ochut Shel Chesed during the day. Shenemar, Yemim Mitzavah Hashem Chazdo, Ubalaylo Shira, Yimei Tfilo Lekel Chai. And the Ram just ends by saying, V'chol Bayi Shein Nishmoim Bo Divrei Torah Balaylo, Eish Oichloso. A house where Torah is not learned at nighttime will be consumed by fire, Chas V'Sholom. And the Ram quotes a pasuk. So here the Ram speaks about the mitzvah of learning Torah b'yom v'alayla. Has the Rambam mentioned this halacha prior to this? The answer is yes. The Rambam in the earlier prakim of Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Aleph, for example, when the Rambam defines the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in Halacha Ches, he says the following: Kol ish mi Yisrael chayev b'Talmud Torah, bein oni, bein oshir, bein sholem, bein bal yisurim, bein bachur, bein shoyazokin gadol shetashash koicho. All of us are obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, whether one is wealthy, whether one is poor, whether one is healthy or not, chas v'shalom, whether one is elderly or one is young, afilo ha'yoni ha'mispanis ben atzdoka, u'mechazer al-apsochim, v'afilo ba'alishu u'bonim, chayiv likvo lozman l'Talmud Torah, b'ayom v'alayla. The Rambam tells you the mitzvah is to be kovei itim, to set aside fixed times during the day to learn Torah, and at night as well. The Rambam quotes the pasuk in Yeshua, V'agisa b'yom v'alayla. That's the first time the Rambam mentions the mitzvah of learning Torah, ben b'yom ben b'alayla. Then the Rambam again in Halacha, in Perek Beis, the Rambam once again tells you, referring to the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Takana that is mentioned by the Gemara, and then the Rambam in Halacha Beis tells you when does a child begin to learn, Chanoch l'nal pidarko, and he tells you at what age, less than six, emachnisim also. And then he tells you, the Rambam also subscribed to the notion of spare the rod, spoil the child. Chesich shifta yisayin b'nei, you have many gemaras like that. U'makar yisayin ha'malami lehatil alayim eima. Ve'eno makar yisayin makas oyei, makas achzori. Whatever the case is, he writes, V'yoshev u'malamdon kol ayoyin kulo u'miktas min alayla. The Rambam a second time tells you that he's supposed to teach them during the day, the entire day, and a little bit of the night. In order that they should be mechunach, they should be educated to learn both by day and night. And this is the halacha the Rambam quotes at the end. One of the pluses here in Eretz Yisrael, you actually have such chadarim, such schools, where literally young children learn on a daily basis every single day. The Rambam says, "Afil lebinyan beis hamikdash." This is the second time the Rambam mentioned the halacha of being mechanich children by yom v'alayla. And then the Rambam again, as I just told you in Perek Gimel, there the Rambam, when he mentions the halacha, actually the Rambam has it one more time, and I didn't mention this. I mentioned in the first perek. The Rambam has in Paragav Halacha Ches, and then also in Halacha Tes. The Rambam, when he talks about Gdoli Chachmi Yisrael, and describes what they did, they were involved in Panosa, and yet the Rambam says, Ha'yoskim b'Talmud Torah b'yom v'alayla, v'hein b'chlal matiki ha'shmua ish mipi ish mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam is talking about the Chachmi HaMaseira, the Chachmi Chazal, And even though they were working, they had a panasa. The Rambam says they were learning Torah by day and by night. So here the Rambam has the first time in Perek Alva Lachaches, the second time in Perek Alva Lachates, the third time the Rambam has in Perek Beis, the halacha I just mentioned with reference to young children in halacha Beis, and the fourth time the Rambam mentions in the din I began with in Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah. So the question is, why does the Rambam repeat the halacha so many times? Why does the Rambam tell you the obligation to learn Torah on the four occasions, and the fourth time the Rambam seems to be very marich? In Perek Gimel, Halacha Yigimel, where he tells you, even though the mitzvah is to learn by Yom Valayla, he tells you, number one, Ein Adam Loimed Roiv Chachmasa LeBalayla, and the Rambam says, if someone wants to be Zeichet to the Keset Torah, which he's describing in this Perek, so the Rambam tells you that Chas V'Sholem, he should not lose even one night, B'Shina V'Achila U'Shtia B'Sicha V'Chayetza Behem. Kind of the Rambam was not aware of Fafers, Poppers, the Rambam, lo ikirazim. B'cholzo, the Rambam goes on to say, Omru chachamim, ein rino shel terei ele balayla, shenem akumi yorin balayla. This pasuk that the Rambam quote seems to be a bit of a pella. This pasuk, clearly the context in Megillah Secha talks about the idea of tefillah. Kumi yorin balayla l'rosh hashmuros, shivchi kamayim libech, nochech p'nei Hashem, siye lov kapayich, al nefesh or lalayich, Hatufim b'ra b'rosh kol chutzos. The pasuk is talking about tefillah, not speaking about Talmud Torah, and yet the Rambam applies it to Talmud Torah. And the Rambam goes on to tell you all these wondrous things that happen as a result of learning Torah at night. And the way the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, chut shel chesed nimshach alav bayom, and the Rambam says a house that Torah is not learned at nighttime, eish shech laso, the house will be consumed. So there are two questions. One question is why the Rambam repeats the halacha so many times. The first four times I mentioned, and then here again at the end of Perek Gimel. And secondly, the application of the Rambam that he refers to the Pasuk in Eicha seems to have no application to this particular halacha that we're talking about. And beyond that, we don't understand what the Rambam says, Ein Adam Lo Mid Rov Chachmasa LeBalayla. It's an absolutely wondrous kind of statement. And one could argue, firstly, on very simple grounds. The obligation to learn Torah applies equally by day and by night. That's the Rambam quoted the earlier pasuk, V'agisa v'yom v'alayla, the mitzvah to be kovei to matera. And generally speaking, people during the night, especially those who have been up in the course of the day, there are those who don't appear till about 11, 12 o'clock. But assuming a person operates on a normal basis, so then obviously a person is awake during the day, and obviously the time during the night time already, he's somewhat tired. How could the Rambam say, Roiv Chachmasu is Dafka Balayla? What does that mean? Certainly, one could argue that minimally, it's equal. That which a person learns during the day, that which a person learns during the night. Why does the Rambam say, Roiv Chachmasu Balayla? But the context of the Rambam seems to suggest that we're talking about something else completely different. As I said, this parak appears in the context of the parak that speaks about Keset Torah. A totally different concept than that which the Rambam has been speaking about till now. Till now, the Rambam spoke about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, being Kovei Itam Matorah, that's what he writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, and Halacha Tes, he speaks about Matiki Hashmua, the Chachmi Yisrael, who are Isik B'Talmud Torah, Bayom V'Alayla, and then the Rambam in Perek Bey speaks about B'Mechanech, young children, Bayom V'Alayla. The Magad Avraham quotes the beginning of Bar Chaim, from the Shoah Kodosh, that the obligation is to be Mechaber Yom V'Alayla B'Torah U'Tfilah, that once you connect the day and night, by being involved both in Talmud Torah as well as in davening. But here the Rambam, in this parak, clearly the Rambam is addressing a completely different issue. The Rambam is talking about someone who wants to be zeichet to the Keset Torah. And so here the Rambam says, Ein Adam Lomed Rav Chachmasa Ela Balayla. So I heard from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, Zecheinu Levracha, many times, that the concept of Rav Chachmasa, the Gemara speaks about a Talmud Muvok. The Gemara speaks about a Talmud Muvok, She Rav Chachmasa Mimenu. That this Talmud, most of his chachma is acquired from one rav, a Rebbe Muvok. The Rambam talks about Rebbe Muvok, also in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the Rishonim and Achronim describe and discuss the concept of a Rebbe Muvok, and most likely such a concept we don't really have today. You don't really have one individual that a person learns right to Rasim Menem. My Rebbe wanted to interpret this Rambam, Rav Chachmasa, not necessarily in terms of the number of dapim of Gemara that my Rebbe taught me, but rather Rav Chachmasa in terms of Ikar Chachmasi. The Rebbe who essentially gave me a derech, gave me a mahalach, taught me more or less basic hergele nimud, how to learn, how to approach a black gemara, developed in me a hashkafas haTorah, gave me an understanding of what it means, the values of Torah, and how to be davar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam is talking about, perhaps, when he says here, Aval b'shemitza limu b'yom v'alayla, eina dem loy midroi chachmas ela b'alayla, and the Rambam is talking about Keset Torah. And the concept of Keset Torah is completely different than just an issue of Talmud Torah. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's no question, there's no distinction between day and night. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah applies b'yom b'yom b'alayla, and there's no distinction between whether a person learns during the day or a person learns during the night. However, here the Rambam is discussing something else. We're not just talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We're discussing a person whose entire personality is transformed and metamorphosed by the commitment that he has to Limud HaTorah at nighttime. We're discussing a person that the Talmud Torah in effect becomes, as the Rambam calls it, Rino Shel Torah. It becomes a Shir. It becomes a Avodah Shebalev. It becomes Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Talmud Torah that he does at nighttime. And Chut Shel Chesed Nimshach Ala Bayom, as a result of that Talmud Torah that he learns at nighttime. So here we have many wondrous and beautiful things that occur to a person. He's zochet to a siyata d'shmaya, and he's zochet to a transformation of his personality. He's totally metamorphosed as a result of the Talmud Torah that takes place at nighttime. And through that, he's zochet to the Keset Torah. But the Rambam says he has to make sure, in order to be zochet to that, yizoher b'chol dei leisav, ולא יביד אפילו אחד מהם בשינו ואכילו ושתיה ושיחו וחייצה בהם. אלא בתלמוד תורה ודברי חוכמה. That he has to literally not be Masiach Das and Torah. And such a person already has a keser, has a crown, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in effect is going to give him, will be crowned with a keser Torah, which is a totally different, shall we say, kind of situation than the Rambam described in the earlier Prokin. And that explains why the Rambam decided to divide the halacha of Talmud Torah. First he mentions it, as I said, in Perek Aleph, twice, and he mentions it in Perek Beis, and now in Perek Gimel, he's talking about a completely different aspect of Talmud Torah. So there are really tzvei dinim in Talmud Torah. One is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the other is a person who wants to be zecha l'keset Torah. And the Rambam is an entire Perek, where he describes exactly what's required in order to be zecha l'keset Torah. And this keset Torah is involved with Aveda Shebalev, it's involved with Rino Shel Torah, with Shir, with Tefillah. It's a completely different madrega that a person like you could achieve. Therefore, the Rambam is speaking basically, there are two separate dinim that the Rambam is referring to. And there are many riots actually to this particular concept. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Tafyud, the very famous Gemara, the Gemara comments over there that Rabba saw the Rav Hamnuna Marech Bitzlusei, that he actually was davening extensively, excessively. Omar, so he said, Manichin Chayi Eilam B'yoztim Chayi Shoh. They are abandoning Chayi Eilam, Torah is considered to be Chayi Eilam, and Tefillah is considered to be Chayi Shoh. So the question is, what kind of reaction did Rav Hamnuna have to Rav Hamnuna? What kind of reaction is this? I mean, certainly a person, we understand very well that the fact that I'm involved in Talmud Torah doesn't pat me for mitzvahs. I'm still obligated to daven. I'm still obligated to do mitzvahs. On the contrary, that's the whole idea of a person learns Torah. I'm an asked the Kabbalah Atzma, Ol Malchus Shamayim. Ol Malchus Shamayim means the obligation, the commitment to mitzvahs. And therefore, what kind of reaction is this? And why did Rav Hamnuna, in effect, why should he be Mekatzer B'Tfiloso? So the answer is because through Talmud Torah, there's also a Kiyum of Aveda Shebalev. That Talmud Torah itself is the Zelba Kiyum, the same Kiyum as the Kiyum of Tefillah, and that's what the Rambam is saying over here. Kol Ha'isik B'Torah B'Alayla, Chut Shel Chesed Nimshach Ala B'Yayim, and the Rambam calls it Rino Shel Torah. It's a Shir Takarish Baruch when a person is engaged in Talmud Torah at nighttime, and one can be Zeche to the Keset Torah. And this also would explain, Rabbi Chaim Balojan writes in two places, he writes in Ruach Chaim, also writes in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shaar Dalid, famous Chazal that tell us that David HaMelech asked Hashem Yisbarach, that he asked that his learning or his saying of Tehillim, the Lashon of Chazal is, that the learning or the saying of Tehillim should be considered to HaKadosh Baruch as if one is learning the Goyim Ba'olos. And this is a very famous statement in Chazal. The question is, what was the nature of that Bakosha on the part of David HaMelech? Why would he assume that somehow Tehillim should be likened to the Goyim Ba'olos? Why not compare Tehillim to many other mitzvahs? The mitzvah tzedakah, the mitzvah akaras korbanos, there's a host of mitzvahs, Mr. Tefillin. The answer is that the common element to Tefillin and Torah is Avodah Shebalev. So David HaMelech requested the Avodah Shebalev of Ritzui Tehillim be equal to Talmud Torah. That's Rav Chaim Balojina, and others seem to learn pshat in this Maim Chazal. Whatever the case is, we see here that nighttime, learning Torah at nighttime, which is a hemshech, of course, of the Torah that I learned during the day, one can be zeichet to an unbelievable madrega of Keset Torah. And that's the enterprise that we're about to engage in now, minimally on Thursday night, halabai every night, but certainly this night, which will hopefully be the beginning of many, many Thursday nights, that we are not just involved in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, We're all going to try Mitzvah Hashem to be zeicha to the Keser Torah, to the Rina Shel Torah Balayla, and hopefully Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach will be zeicha as a result of that to a Siyata Dishmaya, to a Chut Shel Chesed that will be Nimshach Aleinu Ba'yayim Shenemar Yayim Yitzah Be'Hashem Chazdo U'Balayla Shira Imi Tefila L'Kelcha.